and you were asking them about their coats.
Coats?
Uh-huh. How would you ask that? You'd say, where are... Would you say you all's coats or y'all's?
Your.
You all is used just in addressing more than one person.
Mm-hmm. You don't use it as you all's? You don't use it?
In a case like that, we would use the proper word, your. Where are your coats?
Meaning?
All of them.
Mm-hmm. What about, say, if there was a group of people, group of children playing, and they obviously belong to more than one family, how would you ask about that? You'd ask, well, would you ever say, who all's children are they?
No, we'd say, whose.
Mm-hmm. And if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, you were asking about the people that had gone, how would you ask that?
How did you enjoy the party?
Uh-huh. Well, would you ever ask who all was at the party?
Rarely. We'd say, usually we'd ask who was at the party.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear it, who all?
Oh, I can't remember when I have, but it probably has been put that way. Mm-hmm. Who all was at the party?
Mm-hmm.
There'd be a little pause between who and all.
Mm-hmm. What about, say, if someone had made a speech that you hadn't been able to listen to, you were asking about all of the speaker's remarks, you know, everything that he said, how would you ask that?
Most likely we would say, did he make a good talk, or did you enjoy his talk or speech?
Or asking what he said. Would you ever say, what all did he say?
No, I can't recall that. That would be asking too much of the hearer anyway.
Well, have you ever heard that what all used?
What?
The expression what all. Have you ever heard that used?
Don't remember it, no.
Mm-hmm. What would you probably say?
Well, if you were going to inquire about the content of his speech, would that, mm-hmm. what you have? Mm-hmm. I say the most likely we would say, what did he say?
Mm-hmm.
What subjects did he cover?
Mm-hmm. Say, if you were talking about the two of us having to do something, would you ever say, me and you will have to do it, or?
You and I.
Okay. What about if it was another man and you, you'd say?
If we knew him well, we'd call him by his first name, Bob, Jim, what have you, or Mr. So-and-so, and I have to, or have got to, which would be wrong, do this or that.
Well, referring to him as he or him, how would you say that?
Properly. Wherever it ought to be, we'd refer to them properly as he or him.
Would you say him and me, or?
No. Not an educated person, no.
What would an educated person say?
We'd say he and I are going to or have to. Or,
mm-hmm.
But we wouldn't say him and I, no.
Mm-hmm.
Not an educated person.
Say someone wanted to get some work done, you'd say, well, he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants
some help.
Okay. Would you say all two of us or both of us or?
Say what?
Would you say he wants all two of us or both of us or?
Both.
Okay. And talking about how tall you are, you'd say he's not as tall
as I.
Or I'm not as tall.
As he.
And he can do that better.
Than I.
And if